Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Hey everyone, good morning or good afternoon, or it could be in the middle of the night. I don't know where you're listening from today, but I just want to welcome you as I always do and thank the Lord for you and for your life. All of those who are calling in today and those of you who are listening online, I'm just so blessed and honored, as I say every week just about, and every year, you know, just thank you so much for just following the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I'm so grateful for the testimonies that I've heard. And, you know, we get down here, we're just at the end of the year. We've got just a couple more weeks here, next week and then the next week. And then that's our last program of this year. Just two more after today. So I just want to thank you, and next week I'll go into more of this. The program's only 30 minutes today, so I'm not going to go into all of that, which I could, but again, just know how important you are, and I'm just honored that the Lord continues to use you, you know, to encourage me with the gifting of God. And so we're not going to take a long time. I'm not going to take a long time to talk about anything else since we only have 30-minute program today. But I just want to share a couple of things before we pray for our president and over these elections. You know, we are living, I've been speaking this all year since March, even when the COVID came out and you know, and we got under the oppression and had to come out from under that oppression of all of the, just the, oh my goodness, the negativity. But, you know, this really is our finest hour. This is our greatest moment as the church. And we have this opportunity, y'all, to be a part of what God is doing in the history of the church that is going to be written down in, I don't know, maybe in history books, who knows, but we cannot back down from the lies of the enemy. You know, the other day, and I love everyone, okay, this is just a fact, okay, because some of you, maybe you've encountered the same thing, but, you know, the other day I had someone to ask me, well, where do you hear all this stuff, because that's not what the news is saying. And you know what I responded with? Well, you know, exactly, because I'm listening to the right people. And not just only am I listening to the right people, but I'm listening to God and what He has spoken. God is still speaking through prophets. And as a prophet of God myself, and I say that with all humility, and if you're offended, then you probably should go on ahead and hang up. But I am not going to back down. I'm not going to argue, and I'm not going to debate what I know in my knower. And I grew up in the with this saying, you know, of knowing, I know in my knower. I know it in my knower. I know that I know what I know. And no one can take that from you. And you can be around people, even in your family, even your closest friend, and they're totally not in agreement. And if you're not careful, you can find yourself shrinking back. And the Word of God says that God has no pleasure in those who shrink back. And so we have to realize that God is still speaking through his prophets. The Word of God says, and we all know this scripture, but knowing something and believing it and actually walking in it, receiving it and walking in it, and then, you know, having that honor of reaping the benefits of what God says. And that is, he said, to believe in the Lord your God, and he will establish you. If you believe in the Lord, you will be established. If you believe in his prophets, you shall prosper. And I, you know, believe. I mean, I'm so grateful for the prophets that God has in my life, but prophets that I get to train and to teach, because so many are bound with religion and tradition and legalism. And so people who are oppressed with the legalism and tradition and religion are going to tell you, well, the news media is saying this, and they already voted in Joe Biden as president, and blah, 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 blah. Listen, it's not, that's what man says. You have to listen to what God is speaking. What is God saying to you? Do you believe his prophets? The Word of God says in 1 Timothy, and I'm going to read it out of the Amplified, and then we're going to pray for our president. The Word of God says, first of all, then I admonished and urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be offered on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in positions of authority or high responsibility, that outwardly we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life, and inwardly a peaceable one, in all godliness and reverence and seriousness in every way. For such praying is good and right, and it is pleasing and acceptable to God our Savior, who wishes all men to be saved and increasingly to perceive and recognize and discern and know precisely and correctly the divine truth. One God and only one mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. And so, you know, we've heard this scripture text so many times that we need to pray, and unfortunately so many forget. But we have to stand in this place of in being steadfast and setting our face like a flint, like what the Word of God says. And so, you know, I love you, and I love people, but again, I will not compromise or argue or debate. I've been surrounded by people who just flat do not believe that Trump is going to rise up above this. And so, you know, I've had to really press in, but stay in a place of forgiveness. And like I said, maybe you have to as well. Maybe you've been surrounded by family members, extended family members, and close friends who just cannot see. And so, again, don't allow that to cause you to deviate from your stance, you know, that place that you're standing, and knowing that you know what you know. And stand strong. And we just cannot back down. We just, you know, I wish the whole body of Christ in my heart just is broken for believers who have been so weakened in their faith by all of the things that have been going on this year. And, you know, the enemy has used all of the things going on with the coronavirus to weaken believers in standing and believing. And we're really finding out, you know, so much corruption. And y'all just have to bear with me. I just get emotional because, you know, I've always loved people. And as a prophet of God and an apostle, my heart has always been for believers to be able to stand and to walk in the fullness of their calling, but to be walking in the truth and to know that God is a amazing God. He's an awesome God. He's a God that he should not repent, nor he's a God, excuse me, that does not lie, nor the Son of Man that he should ever repent. He's given his word. He's spoken his word. And it's just sad to know. And so many are being revealed right now. I mean, there's the corruption, government. God is cleaning house. He's answering our prayers. I don't know why it's so shocking to people that God is using this circumstance and this situation right now to do what we as the church have been crying out for. And so, you know, our hearts should be tender. And always stay tender and pliable, but our skin has to stay tough. It's an elephant. And so you must learn to stand strong in what you believe and not back down and not back away from it just because someone doesn't believe it. And this just applies, you know, to every area. So I'm going to go in ahead and I'm going to pray and you know, just come into agreement with me and, you know, with the Spirit of God. And so, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the power that's in the blood of Jesus, and that because of the blood of Jesus, we can enter boldly into your throne room right now, according to your word, to obtain help in a time of need, mercy that is needed. Father, we cry out for mercy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cry out, Father God, for mercy for all who are bound, all who are oppressed, all who have followed after the ways of the enemy. Father, we cry out for mercy for those who are just have so many yokes of bondage around their necks right now. And they're so burdened down by the weight of their sin, Father. We just lift them up to you right now. And we ask you, Father God, to set them free right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that your word will not return to you void. Father, we thank you that that right now that you are birthing something new that we have not seen. You have spoken that in the days past. And Father, we thank you that we are the generation that get to be a part of the third day, that we're living in the Masuka Darabasheka Vala Masande Say. We're living in the third day right now. Father, thank you that we're living in a time where we're seeing a resurrection of your glory and your power like we have never seen before. And Father, the believers who have been full of unbelief, Father God, they've come into agreement with the enemy. Father, we release them into your hands right now in the name of Jesus, and we cry out for their freedom in the name of Jesus. Father, we take authority right now over a spirit of Jezebel right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak to Jezebel, and we tell you that your days are coming to an end in this nation, in the name of Jesus, that God has raised up his prophets for this hour that has been speaking, just like the prophets of old. They've been speaking his will. They've been speaking what he has been saying in the secret place. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that the church is coming out of the cave right now. And Father, we pray for all of the pastors who have crawled into the bed with Jezebel, Father God. We pray that they would be set free right now in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bind fear and intimidation. And Lord God, we thank you that the sound of the line of Judah is going to come out of the church once again. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that the spirit of Elijah is rising up on the church right now. In the name of Jesus, that the church is putting on the holy garment of boldness right now. In the name of Jesus, because Father God, we will not bow to the enemy. Father, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Father God, even though the furnace got turned up higher and higher, Father God, they said, we will not bow. Father God, they said and they told Nebuchadnezzar, they said, we know that our God can, and we know that he will, but if he doesn't, we will still not bow to the enemy. So, Father, we will not bow. We choose to serve you and you alone. But, Father God, we know that you have spoken. Father God, we know that you are cleaning house. We know that you are cleaning out all of the corruption and the deceit and everything that has defiled this nation, that has tainted this nation as a nation that is under God, under you, Father God, under your stewardship. And Father God, we just declare right now in the name of Jesus that no weapon that has been forming, it will not prosper. It cannot prosper because that is your word. And Father, you said that the words that have been spoken that have condemned the church, Father God, that have condemned us as individuals, you told us to take authority and condemn those words. So we condemn every word that has been spoken against the church, against the body of Christ, against our president right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we roots of these words right now, that they would no longer produce the fruit that they have been producing in the mighty name of Jesus. We put the axe to the root right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we speak and we declare, Father God, that President Trump is the that he is the man that you have chosen. Father, he has trusted in you. Father, his relationship has grown with you. And I take authority right now over a spirit of unbelief and doubt right now. Those who are doubting and not believing right now, I take authority right now in the name of Jesus, and I release faith right now. I take authority over fear right now, and I speak to that fear and tell it to bow right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that President Trump has been seeking you, that he has been seeking you in the night hours. And Father, I thank you for the strength that you have given to him and the supernatural strength. And Father, we cry out for more strength, for more natural strength and supernatural strength. Father, as he's probably felt so many times that he's standing alone at moments, Father God, Lord God, I pray that you would send ministering angels to him right now. We come into agreement that ministering angels are going to him right now, that they are ministering to his body, soul, and spirit right now, according to your word, in the name of Jesus. And Father, just as David prayed, Lord God, we pray the same, and we commit our president's body, soul, and spirit to you in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that all things are possible with you. Father, we thank you right now that as many believers stand in that place and say that this is not possible, it's over. Father, we take authority over those words right now in the name of Jesus, because we stand with our faith set like a flint. And Father, we stand relentlessly before you, speaking and declaring what you have said and what you have spoken in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you can change the heart of the king in any given moment, any moment, Father, because you said in your word that the heart of the king is in your hands and you would turn it in the way that you want it to go. Father, we thank you right now that miracles are being manifested right now in the name of Jesus. Father, because you are, Father, thank you that you are moving, that you are creating, Lord God, what we have been praying and speaking, even in this last decade, in the 2010s, Father God, we thank you that your word is coming to pass. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the corruption that is being dealt with in the name of Jesus, the deception that is being dealt with. Father, we thank you even for what President Trump just did, that we've just gotten the report of here in just these last few days of 900 clinics that are not being funded anymore because of the abortion. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that your son, our president, that he is stepping out in obedience, Lord God, to what you are declaring, to what you are speaking, what you are saying. And Father, we thank you that you said that those who are obedient would eat the good of the land. So, Father, I thank you that our president, that he will eat the good of the land according to your word. Father, I thank you right now that you're giving him visions and dreams. Father, I thank you right now that we can stand in this place of agreement, and we take authority right now over every voice that is not your voice that is speaking to him. Father, we thank you that those voices be cut off from him right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for removing those from his pathway. And Father, I just can't get away from you turning the heart of the king. Father, there's even been Republicans that have turned against him. And even right now that they've changed their mind. Father, you and we come into agreement, Lord God, that you forgive them right now. Father, because this deception has gone so deep, and we know that the enemy thinks that he's getting away with something. But Father, we also know that the enemy has already been destroyed, because Jesus went into hell and he stripped the enemy. He stripped the devil and he took the keys, Father God. And we thank you that the keys of heaven are being handed out to us and being given to us in this hour. And Father, those who are seeking you are opening up places to you in the realm of the spirit that they've never entered into, that they've never seen into. Father, I thank you for opening up the eyes of the body of Christ, Lord God, as they are seeking you in this hour, that they would stand firm, that they would stand strong, that they would believe what you are speaking. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are so faithful to your word. Father, you are always faithful. And Father, we repent for being a faithless generation. We repent for being a lukewarm church. We repent, Lord God, for not standing firm in what we have known, but we have ended up giving up and giving in because of the I don't know what the right word for it is, Lord, but just the assault of the enemy through words that have been spoken by others, Father. We repent and we stand. We stand, Father, because we know the line of Judah lives on the inside of us, and the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead has raised us up. So, Father, we stand strong, Lord God, and we declare and we decree and we speak and we just appropriate the blood of Jesus right now over Vice President Mike Pence, Father, as he has control right now of the electoral ballots, Father God, as they are being held right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the good report that we will hear and see on January the 6th. Father, we cover those ballots right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we know, Lord God, we know that, Lord God, as your word says, if you are for us, who can be against us? Father, you said you would never leave us and you would never forsake us. And Father, you have a remnant of people. Father, you have a remnant of people that are not bowing, that will not bow, but is standing on your word that you have spoken and that you have released through your prophets. And Father, we don't take it lightly. Father, we stand knowing that because we've given you that control, that you have that control. And Father, we believe that you're working all things together, just for our good, but for our president's good, for his family's good, Father, for this nation's good, that you're working it together, Father, because you've called President Trump, you've called us, Lord God, to walk accordingly to your purpose. And Father, we love you and we believe you. And we believe that America is going to be great again. And Father, we believe that the harvest of souls, Father, are going to come in. Father, we believe that the greatest harvest of souls are going to come in, and that, Father, that believers are going to repent of pride and repent of being lethargic and passive and apathetic and not reaching out to the lost that are on their pathway every day. Father, because you imparted it to my spirit this morning, Father, you imparted that the Lion of Judah was going to roar out of the church once again. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you're a merciful God. And, Father, we thank you that your love is so amazing and it's so great. And, Father, you love us endlessly, everlasting, forever. And, Father, we pray that that love that you are will just encapsulate our president and First Lady Melania and all of their families. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would surround them with the fire, with your holy fire, and that your glory would be right there in their midst, that your glory would be our presence, rear guard, as your word says. We speak that right now. And Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you that something is changing, that something is turning around even right now. And Father, we just thank you. We thank you that your promises are yes and amen. And Father, we just give you all the glory and honor and praise. And Father, we thank you once again that this is the greatest moment of our lives. This is the greatest hour that we have ever seen as the body of Christ. And we get to be a part of what you are doing. Father, we thank you that the battle has already been won because you already won the battle for us through your Son, your only begotten Son, that you allowed to come, that you gave that command to, and he loved you so much that he said, yes, I'll do it for you because you're my Heavenly Father. Let us always have that attitude in our heart that we'll do it for you because you first loved us. And you loved us without us doing anything to deserve your love. You loved us because you created us for your good pleasure and for your perfect will to be manifested in our lives so that you could be glorified, so that Jesus could be exalted as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that we would rule and reign with you for eternity. So, Father, we stand with you. We reign with you now. We rule with you now. And, Father, we know that we have already won in this moment in our lives, and we give you all the glory and honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. God is so good. And, you know, y'all just forgive me. I just, I probably shouldn't even ask you to do that. You know, we've just got to keep standing and we've got to keep praying and knowing that this is serious and we're going to see what God said. And I'm telling you, the souls that are about to come into the kingdom, it's just going to be just absolutely amazing. So I love you. I just am so grateful that you tuned in today. And, be sure, and I will be on next Wednesday on the 23rd, and then on the 30th, that'll be our last program for this year. And so, you know, walk in God's glory, walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, and listen, always keep a heart of thanksgiving and prayer. That's what the name of, even though it's Dove Ministries of Love, it's, you know, it's the ministry, it's the segment, this program, this show is Thanksgiving and Prayer. And that's what the Lord gave me on April the 9th of 2010, and I started these programs on April the 10th, gave me, actually it was a few days before then, that this segment would be called Thanksgiving in Prayer. And that's because we should always have a heart of thanksgiving, always giving him thanks, because he's a good God, regardless of what happens. He's still a good God, and we need to thank him every morning that we got up out of bed and that we have another day to serve him here in this earth, that we have another day to exalt him in our lives. I'm so grateful. And we should always keep our heart of prayer. Prayer is the way of living. It's a way of life. It's not something that you do. It's something that you are. Because he said, my house, Jesus said in Luke, he said, my house is a house of prayer. In Matthew, he said, my house shall be. So he was letting us know that we shall be. He was letting his disciples and others know at that time in Matthew that they would be. But then in Luke, he declared it. It's like he prophesied it, and then he declared it. He spoke it over us. He prophesied it and said what would be, and then he said, my house is. So remember, you are a house of prayer. And I just admonish you to speak that every day, to say, I am a house of prayer, because Jesus, you said I am. And that'll help you. I made a post about this on Facebook here recently, but that will help you to accept that you are, because so many people are intimidated to pray because they feel like they're going to pray. Well, you know what? While I was praying this whole time, I don't care what anybody thought. I was praying out of my heart and what I believed and how I was being led by the Holy Spirit and speaking. And that's what you have to do. You just speak out of your heart. Don't be afraid to pray and start speaking that over yourself. I am a house of prayer. So Thanksgiving and prayer is a very prophetic. And that's why these segments are called Thanksgiving and Prayer. Okay, y'all. My time is already out, but I love you, and I just speak blessings over you. Be strong and know that the Lord your God is with you, and I'll be back with y'all next week. It'll be a regular hour program, and so and then on the 30th of December, so 2 weeks from today, that will be the hour program. Okay, I love y'all. Bye-bye.